The Denver Broncos have the secret ingredient to beating the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson here this weekend. What exactly is it? Plus, players to watch, keys to the game, Sarah Benninger, myself. We break it all down on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new episode of Lockdown Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Lockdown NFL Network, your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, joined alongside by our awesome co-host, Sarah Benninger. Both of us, we cover the Denver Broncos for the Lockdown NFL Network and Nine News. And just want to say thank you, Broncos country, for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. This podcast is available free and everywhere you get your podcast in audio format and on YouTube. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, turn on notifications so you never miss out a day's worth of Denver Broncos news content and coverage. Sarah, look, I'm a little fired up today, my man. I know we got our keys to victory, our players that we got to watch, man. But I can tell you this, I'm not the only one fired up. Several Broncos players are fired up for this matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. There's some bulletin board material out there right now. We'll get into that here in a little bit, man. But how you doing?
Doing great, Cody. And absolutely, you're right, man. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't really, even in Broncos country, that haven't validated this 3-0 start. So I can only imagine what things are like inside that locker room, those players hearing about how, oh, yeah, you beat teams that are a combined 0-9, and it's the least impressive 3-0 start, and the Pirates of the Caribbean meme. I'm sure everybody's all seen that at this point, right? But you have heard of us, you know. So yeah, I think it's funny, but, man, it's exciting. It's going to be fun to see how they respond to all of it.
It is, and obviously I'll talk about the secret ingredient that the Broncos have, a little bit of insight as to what they may do this week and against the Ravens. But real quick injury updates, Sarah here. Obviously for Sunday's matchup, Dalton Reisner questionable. Even though he returned to practice, Vic Fangio had said on Friday that more than likely Dalton Reisner, he could start, he could be a backup, or he may not play. I mean, the Broncos are evaluating all their options. And my belief is that if he's not fully ready to go, he may just be an emergency situation guy like we saw when Chris Sims that got a start for the Broncos at quarterback 1 year, and Kyle Orton was the emergency quarterback. Yep. And they ended up bringing Kyle Orton back in anyways because Chris Sims was so bad. God, that was so long ago, man. I'm feeling old. But obviously the one person is out, Graham Glasgow. So Netani Muti sliding over to right guard this weekend. So we'll see what happens, obviously, with Dalton Reisner here. But for the most part, everybody else should be ready to go. But, Sarah, there's something I wanted to bring up here because there's a couple Broncos players on the offensive side of the ball that are really fired up for this matchup on Sunday against the Ravens. There are a couple linebackers, a couple of key defensive players for the Ravens that have been talking. And this hasn't been anything that's been posted on social media, but they've been talking, saying that they're going to humble the Denver Broncos, that they're going to smack them in the mouth this weekend. So there are several guys fired up, and there's one guy in particular. He wears number 72. He's the one guy I would not want to fire up in a way to like – to get dominated by, and that's Garrett Bowles. So I'm looking forward to that this weekend. But secret weapon, secret ingredient right here for the Denver Broncos against the Ravens here, Sarah. And you know, according to what I've been told and according to some of the things we may see on film, some tendencies, I think that the Broncos this weekend, the secret ingredient that they have to beating the Baltimore Ravens, they're going to lock up. They're going to go straight man-to-man coverage, which we don't see Vic do so much. Don't do it too much. He does it in bits and pieces out of that two-eye look. But the Broncos, they're going to lock up, and they're going to send pressure on the outside and also on the inside here at Lamar Jackson. In your opinion, watching Lamar Jackson on film, how do you feel about that type of game plan from your lens?
I think it's going to be fun to see, you know, because like you said, we don't really see it very often from a Vic Fangio coach defense. That's just his thing. His calling card is getting home with four or five guys. And, you know, he doesn't like to blitz a lot. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see how they do it, who they do it with. I think we saw a little preview of it this past week against the New York Jets, a number of blitzes. I watched the All 22 back a few times, Cody, to study a number of different players. And I noticed that Justin Sternad was sent on a bunch of blitzes, and he looked really good on that too. So we know coming out of college, he was really known for his coverage abilities, but man, he can blitz as well. He can make plays behind the line. And of course, Alexander Johnson, another guy. So I feel like the Broncos have some really intriguing matchups when it comes to blitzing. I know Latavius Murray is a big running back, but man, you get a linebacker like Alexander Johnson out there blitzing against a running back, that's a size advantage for your guys. So same thing with Baron Browning. If you bring him in, which I hope, and again, I'm going to continue to say this until we actually see it, right? But I want to see some more Baron Browning pass rush. I'm here for it. So I'm here for the blitzing. I'm here for the man coverage. We've talked about all week. The Broncos have the guys to be able to do it. That's what Pat Surtain did best in college. That's what Bryce Callahan, I feel, does best. And so I think that obviously you've got the guys to do it. So let's make it happen.
I'm excited to see it, but I will err on the side of caution. Remember last year when the Broncos played the New Orleans Saints, who had a big game? Who really had the big game against the Broncos? Latavius Murray. So the Broncos defense, they have to come ready. They have to come aggressive. Latavius Murray, a big physical running back. They have to figure out how to limit his opportunities because really he hit the A-gap or, you know, the one guy, I believe Alexander Johnson, took the wrong assignment and it left a one-on-one against Justin Simmons, or Justin Simmons blitzed into the B-gap and Alexander Johnson wasn't there to replace in the A-gap, and it led to that obviously big-time touchdown run there that made that game look a little bit worse than it was for the Broncos defense. So big test, but I'm told that the Broncos are going to come out fired up Empower Field at Mile High here this weekend. So I'm excited to see that. And there's so many people are saying, oh yeah, Vic Fangio, he's not going to blitz. Let's watch and see. I can't wait to be able to see what the Broncos have in store, and not to mention Von Miller. What an opportunity to introduce some kryptonite to Lamar Jackson here. But Broncos country, both Sarah and myself, we're going to talk about players that we are watching this Sunday, not to mention our keys to victory, coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about the sponsor of today's episode of the show. That's our good friends over there at GetUpside. And GetUpside allows listeners of Locked On Broncos to make up to 25 cents per gallon cash back each time you go to the gas pump today. And if you sign up today using the free GetUpside app available in your App Store or Google Play, and you use promo code Touchdown, you can get an additional 25 cents cash back per gallon today on your first purchase. That's up to 50 cents cash back on your first fill up today with the GetUpside app. Even though the gas prices are high in a lot of areas, GetUpside helps you negate some of that by giving you cash back when you purchase and you fill up on the gas tank. If you travel a lot for work, if you drive a lot, GetUpside needs to be in your arsenal, needs to be in your back pocket here today. And some listeners, Locked On Broncos, are making up to $200 to $300 a month in cash back alone by using the GetUpside app. By driving a lot. Not to mention, it's easy to cash out. You can connect your bank account, PayPal, or you can even get Amazon gift cards to be able to cash out today. That is the GetUpside app, and we want you to use it over here, Locked On Broncos. Once again, promo code Touchdown will help you get an additional 25 cents cash back per gallon when you fill up your gas tank today. GetUpside. All right, Sarah, getting into our players to watch against the Ravens this Sunday. Starting off on the offensive side of the ball, an offensive player to watch. Who do you have that you're looking forward to specifically this Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens?
I'm looking for David Moore, Cody, the brand new wide receiver. I'm always excited when the Broncos bring on new players, right? It's so much fun to see these guys if they're capable of making contributions. And David Moore is certainly capable of making contributions. What do you want to ask him to do in his first game as a Denver Bronco, assuming that he plays, which of course there's no way to know until Sunday? The Broncos could make him an inactive, which would be very, very surprising to me, to be honest with you. But this is a guy who has 13 career touchdowns, all of them coming in the last three seasons. And what do we know that David Moore can do best? He's got big time speed. And I think that he's a guy that can take the top off of defense. If you want to talk about somebody that can get open on the word hut, this is a guy that I think can do it for you. And obviously, he was on the Raiders practice squad for a reason, right? He signed with the Carolina Panthers in free agency. They decided that they liked their rookie, Terrace Mitchell. Terrace Marshall, I forget really quickly. But Terrace Marshall, they liked him good enough to be able to, you know, say, all right, well, David Moore, we'll save this couple of million and we'll use it elsewhere. So then he's kind of bouncing around waiting for his opportunity. Instead of being a free agent, he just decides to go and be part of the Raiders practice squad. So can't fault him for that. Can't really necessarily say this is a typical practice squad addition. So I'm looking for David Moore to make a big impact on this game with his speed.
Yeah, I'm excited to see if they actually use him. And like you said, we won't know until Sunday whether or not he's active. Last week, the Broncos, they brought in Micah Kizer, and he played, you know, even though he was claimed off of the Rams practice squad. So I imagine there's going to get a little bit of an introductory period in there with him. And not to mention, too, I think that Teddy Bridgewater, with where he's at, all he's got to do is get in the huddle. He's like, all right, David, you're running this route right here. Make sure you tack it to this. It changes to this if this safety's here. Like, there's so many things people don't understand how it changes with a route concept versus how a wide receiver is going to attack it. You know, if they're in a too high look, okay, well, if this safety rolls down, you need to attack it at this angle versus it's wild. But David Moore, luckily, he has experience. He has the speed, like you mentioned. Look, get him on a go route against the blitz really quickly. Throw it maybe against a cover two window. Maybe. Maybe we'll see some David Moore this week. I'm going to go on the offensive side, though, with Albert Okwuegbunam. And the reason I say him, I think that there's a concerted effort, and obviously getting Noah Fant involved in the offense is so important for Denver. I think this is going to be the week, specifically against the blitz, where we're going to see that catch-and-run ability for Albert Okwuegbunam, similar to what we saw against the New England Patriots last season for the Broncos. I'm talking drag routes, shallow routes, being able to get the ball to him quickly, because not only is he sizable, but he's also got the speed to be able to do it as well. So far, Sarah, what we have seen utilized with Albert Okwuegbunam and most of the Broncos tight ends, it's off of that play action where they chip release and they get out to the flat. The Broncos have to be more creative on the offensive side of the ball this week with your tight ends, and Albert Okwuegbunam is in a prime position, Sarah, and bold prediction maybe, to have a really, really big game for the Broncos on offense. But now let's switch to the defensive side of the ball. Who is your defensive player that you have your eye on this week for the Denver Broncos?
I'm looking at Bryce Callahan this week. I think that it gets so underrated, the contributions that he makes to this defense, simply because of the fact that he wasn't available in 2019. He couldn't play. He had the foot injury. And then, of course, last season, I would argue he was the best defensive player on the team. And of course, Justin Simmons would have something to say about that, Kareem Jackson and others. But Bryce Callahan really was a shutdown player in the secondary for the Denver Broncos last season before going down with that foot injury again. So when he's fully healthy, it's very clear why he was a coveted slot corner in free agency back in 2019. And it's very clear that his development in the NFL has been on the trajectory of a guy like, I hate to even say this because it seems like blasphemy, but dare I say Chris Harris Jr., an undrafted slot player who has really emerged as one of the more dominant man-to-man cover corners in the NFL. Bryce Callahan does his job as well as anybody. And I think we could see him matched up on a number of different players in this game, Cody. We could see him matched up a lot on Mark Andrews. I know we've talked about Caden Stearns potentially playing that role, even Pat Surtain potentially playing that role as well. But if Mark Andrews lines up out in the slot, we could see him go up against Callahan, and we could see him go up against Hollywood Brown. We could see him against Sammy Watkins. I think that the Ravens will move guys around, and Callahan will get opportunities to show what he can do against all those different weapons.
I like that pick too, and I think just like if it were me as a defensive coordinator, I'd definitely match up Callahan anywhere that Hollywood Brown is at. But you know, if he lines up on the outside, I think Kyle Fuller can handle that responsibility. And I think on the outside too, I think we're going to see Sammy Watkins against Patrick Surtain II. And I think we're going to see a lot of man coverage here by the Broncos this week. I think that they have the confidence in their personnel to be able to do that. That's key. I like that you went with a guy like Bryce Callahan. I'm going to go with Kareem Jackson here, who so far this season, he has a passer rating allowed of 0.0 when targeted so far this year. That is ridiculous. He has played fantastic, obviously an interception against the Jacksonville Jaguars, but I think we're going to see Kareem Jackson come up into the box a lot this week. I think if the Broncos focus on keeping that outside edge contained, they're going to send Kareem on the inside or maybe even on the outside. They could do that, but I think he's going to be a big weapon that the Broncos plan to unleash against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens offense. I'm absolutely excited to see the Broncos get in the mix here defensively, to see if Vic Fangio, who we know has constructed defensive game plans to limit some of the NFL's most prolific offenses in the past, he's got a chance to do so right here, and what a greater opportunity than the Baltimore Ravens. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, both Sarah and myself, we're going to get into our keys to victory for the Broncos, things that they need to do, they need to accomplish if they're going to come out of Sunday's matchup with a win against the Ravens. But before we do that, let us tell you about the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos Game Preview. That's our good friends over there at Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market, the official protein bar of the Lockdown Broncos podcast. The bars, they come in 9 amazing flavors, including the occasional limited time flavor that you could check out at Built.com. Whether you want to get yourself one box of 18 bars with one flavor or a box of 18 bars with mixed flavors so you and your family can determine which ones you like, or if you just like variety in general, Built Bar has you covered at Built.com. Not to mention the healthiest protein bar on the market today, 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, and only 4 grams of sugar. They pack a punch like a Kareem Jackson hit across the middle. So check them out, Built.com today. And when you go to checkout, use promo code LOCK15. That's going to get you 15% off your next order at Built.com. Once again, promo code LOCK15 is going to get you 15% off your next order at Built.com. All right, Sarah, jumping to the fourth quarter action. Today's episode of Lockdown Broncos. Just a reminder, Broncos country, it would mean the world to both Sarah and myself if you hit that subscribe button. If you love the daily content and coverage that we bring, covering the team that you root for on Sunday, the Denver Broncos, hit that subscribe button. Turn on notifications on YouTube so you never miss out on a day's worth of Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage. But, Sarah, one of my favorite things every single week that we get to do here on Lockdown Broncos, keys to victory. And I know a lot of people say, oh, you know, these are cliche. They're based on numbers. Well, you know, the reality is if the Broncos do a few of these things, they can amplify their chances of winning. So for you, let's start things off. What is one of your keys to victory for the Broncos this weekend against the Baltimore Ravens?
Absolutely, Cody. And you're 100% on that. You know, if the Broncos execute certain things, I think that there's absolutely a chance. You know, and we've had to justify a lot of different things in recent years. Like, well, the Broncos actually have to do these three things in order to win. I think that they're now capable, in my opinion, they're capable of winning games without necessarily playing a perfect game. But I'm gonna swing it back to something that you already mentioned about Albert Okwuegbunam. And Albert Ocho Cinco breakout game would be absolutely awesome, Cody. I would love that. I actually have in my keys to victory Noah Fant needing to be featured in this game. Over the course of the first 3 weeks, we've seen different players featured in the offense. Week one, it was Jerry Jeudy. Week two, it was Courtland Sutton. Week three, it was Tim Patrick. This week, whether it's Albert Okwuegbunam or Noah Fant, I think the sentiment in general is that the tight end needs to be heavily, heavily involved, because we know it, no matter how fast Patrick Queen can run a 40-yard dash, no matter how good Malik Harrison was at Ohio State, it's going to be very difficult to hold up in man coverage against Noah Fant and Albert Okwuegbunam. Those guys are way too big. They're way too fast. They're way too good after the catch. I think that that's going to be a huge problem area, giving the Ravens a little dose of their own medicine, right? I mean, you throw Mark Andrews at everybody else. Here comes Noah Fant and Albert Okwuegbunam. We haven't really got a chance to see those guys do a ton after the catch like we like to see. So I'm really calling for that in this game. Let's see some big time yak from the tight ends.
I like it. That's a great key to the game here. Yak is one of my favorite things. And the Broncos used to be the kings of the yak with Peyton Manning, Julius Thomas, Wes Welker, Eric Decker, DT. I mean, just the list goes on and on. And even like last week too, I love that Tim Patrick was wearing a Demaryius Thomas jersey coming to the stadium. I love that about Timmy P. I mean, it just goes to show the value that Demaryius Thomas had on the Broncos and for these wide receiver guys. It tells you how long Tim Patrick has been around for the Broncos, ladies and gentlemen. But Sarah, I think that's a great key to victory. My key to victory for the Broncos, physically punish Lamar Jackson. Look, he didn't practice 2 days this week due to a back injury. You have to do whatever you can to physically limit him. Now, last week he was dealing with a little bit of a hip injury going into the Detroit Lions game. You know how the Detroit Lions kind of slowed down Lamar Jackson in that offense a little bit? They physically punished him. And the Broncos have a better defense on paper and also executionally, personnel-wise, they have a better defense in general. So when Lamar Jackson tries to run the football, you need to hit him. If he's going to fake the handoff and then hand it off to somebody, then you need to just punish the running back, but you also need to punish Lamar when he doesn't have the ball. Because if he's going to do an option type play, he's going to showcase as if he has the ball. And so when he doesn't, you still have to hit him. You have to punish him all game long. And Sarah, what we have seen so far through 3 weeks of the NFL season, Lamar Jackson is prone to turning the ball over, not just in terms of the interception department, but also in terms of fumbling the ball, because he has such a loose grip on it because he's trying to get speed. He carries the ball out here to his side, and it leaves the opportunity for defenders to come out and punch it out. He has done that multiple times this year. The Broncos physically need to punish Lamar Jackson. And look, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a really great key for the Broncos here. Are there any other keys to victory that you want to share with Broncos country before we get out of here?
Absolutely. You know, I thought for sure when you brought up the Detroit Lions and they're stopping Lamar Jackson, Cody, I thought for sure you were going to talk about Lamar Jackson getting his kneecaps bitten off, but that apparently wasn't the case in this game. Dan Campbell and the Lions, you know, they were kind enough to keep Lamar Jackson's kneecaps intact. I have on my final two keys, win the turnover battle and stay aggressive. I think that win the turnover battle should be a key every single week, right? That seems so rudimentary, but at the same time, that's what the Denver Broncos have been doing extremely well through three games. What's allowed them to beat bad teams? Win the turnover battle. Don't make stupid mistakes. Don't do things throughout the course of a game that's going to cost you a victory. We don't want to be sitting here on Monday morning or Sunday night on this episode of that episode of the show talking about the officiating or a penalty that was missed because the Broncos made too many mistakes throughout the course of the game, losing the turnover battle, that we have to find something else to blame because we don't want to look at the turnovers as a reason why they lost. So win the turnover battle and stay aggressive. Of course, those two things don't necessarily go hand in hand, but I think staying aggressive is going to be key. If you want to play ball control against the Baltimore Ravens, you got to get a big enough lead. So stay aggressive, especially early on, and win that turnover battle.
when you force the hand to a Lamar Jackson, you force it to where he has to throw the football, where, look, he's evolved as a passing quarterback, but he is not where you'd say he's an elite passer yet. He has guys that he finds. Obviously, Sammy Watkins has always been a reliable first down target. If you need him, if it's third and long, you know who I think they're going to. They're either going to go to Mark Andrews. Lamar Jackson's going to run it if it's third and medium, third and short, or he's going to throw it to Sammy Watkins. So if you can tighten up in those areas, I agree. I think that you have an opportunity to force turnovers if you have to force him to become a passer, which I think you want to do, but you also want to respect the fact that he can do it, because there was a 3rd and 18 play that the Detroit Lions had on defense last week. They let somebody go wide open for a touchdown on 3rd and 18. The Broncos so far, they had a couple of plays like that. Obviously, the 3rd and 13 touchdown that Marvin Jones had against Kyle Fuller. They will test the Broncos secondary. They will test Kyle Fuller. I think that for the Broncos, the final key that I have here, look, if you're going to be going against a very aggressive defense, it's going to blitz you. I think that you have to really utilize the quick passing game, which so far this season for the Broncos, we haven't seen a quick passing game. We've seen a pocket passing game where Teddy has had time in the pocket. He looks at his first read, second read, third read, and sometimes his fourth read, and he delivers the ball. But this is a week where you really have to understand how the defense might disguise itself to you, and you have to find where the hot routes are coming from, right? If you have a hot blitz off the left or the right side, who am I going to, and how quickly am I going to get that ball out? Not to mention, if you have a nickel blitz, you can't throw the out route or the flat route, because that defender is going to be taking that trajectory right towards your throwing path. So, Teddy, quick passing game for the Broncos offense to help offset that. Because what have other teams done? What have the Las Vegas Raiders done to the Denver Broncos over the year to negate the pass rush and the pressure that they've sent? A quick passing game, and it's so hard to stop. So if the Broncos and Teddy can be efficient at that, Sarah, I think that they have a really great chance to come out on top in Sunday's game against the Baltimore Ravens and Broncos country. Let Sarah and myself know in the comment section down below on YouTube what you think the Broncos need to do in order to secure a victory against the Ravens. Week 4 action on Sunday, Empire Field at Mile High, 2:25 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff. Both Sarah and myself, we will have you covered with the Lockdown Broncos post-game report after the game. And hopefully we get a chance to talk about another victory Monday, and hopefully the Broncos can get off to a 4-0 start. Just a reminder, Broncos country, just want to say thank you for making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day. And for your second listen, make sure you go check out the Locked On NFL podcast, the wide variety of hosts that host it every single week. They preview this weekend's action. Check it out, the Locked On NFL podcast. But Broncos country, Sarah and myself, we will see you after the Broncos game against the Ravens for a Monday episode of Locked On Broncos in your favorite audio podcasting platforms. The video version will be up on Sunday following the game. A little bit of an early access to all of you on YouTube, so make sure you hit that subscribe button. Turn on notifications so you never miss out on all the action. I'm Cody Warwick, speaking for my good friend Sarah Bettinger. We'll see you for the post game.